What is up, Tappers? How are we doing? It is another edition of the Daily Tap. It is Wednesday, July 25th. Happy to be talking to you guys once again. The Brewers are rolling. We're going to be talking a lot about Prince Fielder. Also, cord cutting. Exciting podcast. Should be a good one for y'all. Also, Packers training camp begins today. Exciting times ahead for the Green Bay Packers. So no better time to get involved with Stone Tap WI. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pick your favorite. Any of those is good for me. Follow two, follow three. Secret word coming back tonight on Tapping the Keg podcast. Mitch and I will be taping this evening. Look forward to talking with El Micho tonight. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, the whole shebang, ladies and gentlemen. I am fired up. I'm just feeling good, feeling like I've been watching Prince Fielder highlights for the last, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So anytime that you're looking at Prince Fielder highlights, it's great. So Prince Fielder inducted into the Wall of Fame for the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. Really great moment to see Prince Fielder, have Prince Fielder talk to the media and just really embrace it. He looked genuinely happy. He looked healthy. He looked great. Fielder, if you recall, can no longer play baseball due to a neck issue. So Fielder is retired and just kind of living his best life. He was all over Instagram, just sort of embracing the moment. And you could tell he was so happy to be back in Milwaukee. And I really hope that the Brewers reach out to him and say, hey, this was a lot of fun. You should definitely come back from time to time and we should do some stuff, because you could just see it. You could just see how much he still means to the fan base. There are still Fielder jerseys, Fielder jerseys that you see out in the stands at Miller Park. It's not uncommon. Prince Fielder, to me, is a top five, if not top three, most iconic Brewers in the last 20 years. He meant so much to this franchise. He was part of the turnaround with Ricky Weeks. Whether, say what you will about Ricky Weeks as a, he maybe never reached his potential. In a lot of ways, Ricky Weeks is sort of like the AJ Hawk of the Brewers of the last few decades, where if Ricky Weeks was like a second or third round pick, I think people would see Ricky in a lot of different way. But because Ricky was the second overall pick, they just expected him to be a superstar. And Ricky made an all-star game. I think he might have made two. But still, he never really made that second pick potential, if you will. So, but back to Fielder, I mean, there's just so many memorable moments from Prince Fielder. I mean, I think Ad McAlvey did a great job with his 10 best Prince Fielder home runs. I think there is you forget how clutch Prince Fielder was. Prince Fielder was the type of guy where if it was the ninth inning, he was up to play, he was up to the bat, there was a chance that that ball was leaving the yard and the Brewers had a real chance at winning the game. Watching Prince Fielder hit home runs was awesome. Just in general, watching him just slug with that big uppercut swing was great. And so I asked the Snow Tap crew, what was their favorite memory of Prince Fielder? Nolan Murphy at the Nolan Murphy on Twitter mentioned the inside to Parker in the dome. And I think that is an underrated great, great moment from Fielder. I forget what it was. I kind of remember I was out and about that day. I think I went over to a friend's house and they're like, did you hear it just happen at the Brewer game? And I was like, no. They're like, what? Prince Fielder had an inside the park home run. And I'm like, what? Prince Fielder? That Prince Fielder? And it was just, I don't think you'll ever see something like that happen again, because modern baseball stadiums are not the Metrodome. The Metrodome was a special ballpark. So I don't think you'll ever see something like that again, but you never know. Yeah, and there's also not a lot of guys like Prince Fielder. I mean, I guess the equivalent would be Jesus Aguilar, but Jesus Aguilar is a unit. Prince also is a unit, but Prince was kind of low-key thick. And, I feel like I feel like Prince has a different body type and a body type that we really don't see in baseball anymore. More guys are Aguilar size than they are fielder, and it's more height and weight than it is just sort of weight. But the other memory that Mitch had at Mitch Ross MKE had the 50 home runs. And the 50 home runs were awesome. I mean, you know, he did that in 2007. The Brewers were a team kind of like in 2014, a little different. More like 2017, really, where they got off to this hot start and they just were too young and the Cubs overtook them. Where have you heard that story before? But Fielder still did 50 home runs. The Brewers, I can't remember. I'd have to look it up if the Brewers would have been the second wild card, if that was a thing back in the day. But, you know, and Fielder also had a memorable 2008 and carried that team into the playoffs. I mean, Ryan Braun had some moments as well in that, with a, you know, the grand slam by Ryan Braun will always etch into my memory. You know, I was a sophomore in college, but that was an amazing series. That Brewers-Pittsburgh series, I think you could do an oral history just on the Brewers-Pirates 2008 four-game series as the Brewers are chasing this wild card. Dale Swaim is your manager. I mean, it was as much like the most emotional, probably one of the most emotional baseball series I've ever been a part of. I think that there were moments in 2011 that were like that. And now you're sort of getting into that with like, with the games today. I mean, 34,000 were in attendance last night for the walk-off. We'll talk about that in a second here. But then I guess my memories of Prince Fielder are my favorite memory. So I guess I have two. I'm going to cheat. Number one was just the fact that I will always have with me that I was in attendance for his last game. Now, granted, the Brewers lost game 6 to the St. Louis Cardinals, but there's a lot of memory for that game. I paid, I think, $200. I remember I was in college. So I wasn't like the poor college kid trope. Like, I know everybody like will be like, oh God, I was so poor in college, yada, yada. It wasn't necessarily like that. But I was still like 4 hours away. The game was on a Sunday. My buddy Mike had called me and had said, hey, we got these tickets. They're $200, but they're like the 11th row, third base side. Like, what do you think? And I remember I was in a Shields. I was like, you know, dicking around with a roommate. And I called my dad and I was like, Dad, I have an opportunity to go to game 6, but tickets are like $200. Like, I'm just unsure. And he's like, go. He's like, you will regret not going to this game. He's like, you have no idea when this team could go back here. If they force a game 7, you're there for it. And honestly, honest to God, if they forced the game 7, I may have stayed in Milwaukee an extra day. I think I skipped class on Monday because I stayed, you know, I stayed the night and drove back. And it was just, I mean, it was still an incredible thing to be at. I cried leaving that ballpark. I watched Prince Fielder, you know, have a standing ovation, celebrate with everybody, and then watch the Cardinals celebrate on Miller Park's mound. It's a tough thing to remember, but man, oh man, was that special. And the other thing too, which Adam McAlvey brought it up and kind of reignited the memory, but that 2011 All-Star weekend was phenomenal. Remember how much the Brewers and Diamondbacks low-key did not like each other because Prince Fielder took the spot of Justin Upton. Prince Fielder beat Justin Upton in the home run derby the night before. And then Prince Fielder follows it up with winning. Oh no, I don't think he won the home run derby, but he eliminated. It was something like that. He was chosen for, I think, what I'll look at what McAlvey said. I have it up here. Let's see here. Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He picked Ricky Weeks over just. That's right. He had a choice on like his home run derby team, and he picked Ricky Weeks over Justin Upton, which drew ire for people. He didn't win the derby that year. He won it in St. Louis, which was also very cool that he won the derby in St. Louis, an ultimate cock move. But I think it was that. And they hated him. Like, Diamondbacks were, like, booing him and stuff like that. And then he ends up winning NL MVP with a three-run homer to give the NL the win. And at the time, you're like, well, the Brewers have home field advantage if they potentially get to the World Series. Unfortunately, it was not meant to be. And the Brewers ended up giving the Cardinals home field advantage, which, I mean, it's just perfect. I mean, it's perfect Brewers Cardinals from the middle of the 2000s, the aughts. So last night's Brewer game was great. Definitely a good energy in the ballpark. Brewers win 5-4 in extra innings. They came back from being down 4-0. You continue to see Christian Yelich just have this awesome July. I mean, he's been just fan-fucking-tastic. He has 3 hits last night. He continues to just be a beast for this Brewers team. And I said it on BrewCap. You can read that. But he deserves to be mentioned in the NL MVP discussion if this continues. He's the catalyst of this team. You feel like every time Christian Yelich gets up to the plate, it's going to be a hit. You may not expect a home run, but you're at least expecting a double or a single. He's just on another level right now, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a absolute joy to watch Christian Yelich play baseball. I am having so much fun with DJ Yella right now. And definitely, as expected, he's the fan favorite of this team. I think people love Lorenzo Cain too, but Christian Yelich, there's just something about him, man. He does everything. He checks all the boxes. He is a less powerful version of a young Ryan Braun, and his RC Plus, I think, is the only one better right now would be Braun in either 2011 or 2008. Kurt Hogg had that stat. And he's just having an incredible year right now. And Lorenzo Cain gets himself back rolling, which is great. Great to see Lo Cain have a 4-hit game, kind of get hot again. If the Brewers could sweep the Nationals today, which the game gets going in a couple hours here, that would be a massive boost before heading out west for 7 games against the Giants and Dodgers, which I think that you're just kind of hoping for 3-4, 4-3 at most. And if the Cubs could get swept by the Diamondbacks, I mean, that would then bring the Brewers to a half game back of Chicago for the NL Central race. And like I said, tweeted this out, I think when the Cubs tied the Brewers again, and I said, look, guys, this is going to be exciting. This is going to be depressing. This is going to be fun. This is going to be terrifying. It's how a baseball race goes. There are a lot to play. Even if the Cubs win and the Brewers win today, or the worst case that lose and win, it's the Brewers are right in it. They're right in the mix. They're at the top of the wild card race. It all is good, and it's good to see the Brewers kind of get off that schneid after a couple rough games against Los Angeles. The Nationals, sans Max Scherzer, cannot really say that, Scherzer, that's the perfect recipe for the Brewers. Buster only had the stat today that the Nationals are 9 games under 500 when Max Scherzer does not pitch. That is, to me, an incredible stat. So Brewers send young Fred on the mound. First start for young Freddie in a while. We'll see how he does against a very good Nationals lineup. And then you have Tanner Roark for the Nationals, who's been a gas can of late. He always struggles against left-handers, so it could be another big spot for Yelich. Would be good to see Travis Shaw get going. Man, I don't know what's up with Travis Shaw. I mean, he's kind of struggling this year. I think he's sort of regressed. I think Mitch predicted this. I'll have to ask him about it tonight. But I think Mitch had this in March. Like, Travis Shaw, we may have saw his peak last year, and I don't know if we'll ever get back to that Travis Shaw level. He might just be a 5-6 hitter for his career. We'll have to see. Jesus Aguilar also in a little bit of a funk. I think just he needs a little more time off. Wouldn't be surprised if he got a blow again today. Have not looked at if the lineup has come out yet as we tape early morning. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Brewers. Last thing to wrap it up, I'm kind of going long, but J.R. Ratcliffe wrote an interesting article about how people cord cut in Milwaukee. And it was an interesting article. I think the idea of cord cutting is stupid, in my opinion, as a sports fan. I mean, it's a good article. It's a timely article for a lot of people. But, like, I pay for cable. I use Spectrum. I'm actually really happy with my Spectrum internet. Shout out to them. But, and shout out to their cable service. Like, I think it's, I know it's kind of frustrating to pay for cable and it's an added expense. And, but at the same time, like, you just have that ability to turn on your cable box and go. And, you know, the other thing too is like with cord cutting, like you just borrow from your parents. Like to me, if I were a full cord cutter, what I would do is borrow my Spectrum login from my parents, because the Spectrum app allows you to basically have all the channels that whatever user you're borrowing has available. I don't know if this is available just on Roku, but it is on Roku. So you could buy like a $30 Roku, and then you can have the Spectrum app right there and basically have all the channels you want based off of Spectrum. It's great. It's a little delayed, but it's not bad. I mean, it saved us from adding an extra box. Like we have a room in the Snowtap office with a TV, and it's just the app, so I'm able to scroll through the app and get all the channels. You don't get your DVR, but other than that, you get on demand, you get all the games. Like it's perfect for us. Like, so if you do need like an option to cord cut, that's what I would do. That's how I would solve cord cutting if I were someone who was going to do that. I'd get a Spectrum login, and then I would just use the Spectrum app and go through that process. Like I said, I don't know if it's just Roku, if you can do that on Apple TV, if you can do that on the other ones, you'd have to hit me up. But that would be my tip if you're cord cutting in 2018. It is a perfect app to me. Like, I don't know, I haven't like dealt with it enough to know if it doesn't work, but to me, that is the perfect way to go about it. That way you can get full TV, get fully taken care of, and then not have to worry about paying for it. So little tip for y'all going forward. Yeah, I hope you use it. Do not ask for my login. The only people who get that are the Snowtap family, because I love them. All right, guys, we'll be back with Tapping a Keg tomorrow. Look forward to talking with Mitch about, I'm sure, Brewers. We'll probably talk about a little bit of the Packers. Also talk about Trevin Duvall getting a two-way contract with the Bucks, and maybe some Bird Scooter talk. So look forward to that. We will be back on the Daily Tap for Friday. All right, guys, take care of yourself. Have a great Wednesday. We'll chat tomorrow. See you.